Senator Bert Stedman wants an 18-foot-wide gravel road with turnouts alongside the proposed electrical intertie between Petersburg and Cake.
We're trying to get a corridor to move goods and services to Cake and out of Cake, and also be able to have our power lines that go to Cake be able to be maintained along the road.
The State Department of Transportation has long pushed for a road to accompany the power line, except DOT planners have been pursuing a two-lane paved highway that's been estimated to cost as much as $160 million. The Federal Highway Administration is beginning work on an environmental impact statement, which is expected to consider several options for the road's design and route. Stedman and the DOT prefer the controversial northern route on northern Kuprinoff Island. It would require a brief shuttle ferry to cross the Wrangell Narrows to and from Petersburg. The road itself would run along the foot of Petersburg Mountain right through the small, roadless city of Kuprinoff, where Danatinas is mayor.
A number of our community members feel like it would irreparably change the character of the city of Kuprinoff if there were to be a road coming through. And, of course, it depends how far the road comes. Say that there was a road all the way to the state dock, for example, and vehicles could travel on it. What would that do to kids who climb Petersburg Mountain every year? It would just make it a very different experience.
The Kuprinoff City Council has opposed a road in its community of about 30 residents. The northern route would continue roughly 51 miles to Cake on the northwest shore of Kuprinoff Island. Cake Mayor Henrich Kadaik has no preference for the route. He thinks the road would benefit his town by lowering the cost of goods and allowing local seafood to be shipped out fresh through Petersburg. But Kadaik emphasizes that the electrical connection to Petersburg is the town's top priority, and he does not want it delayed by a road project.
Most of the city council and myself, we're not against the road, but we're not pushing it real hard because we don't want it to interfere with our intertie.
The economically struggling community of about 580 people is dependent on expensive diesel fuel for electricity. The new intertie from Petersburg would connect Cake to far cheaper hydroelectric power.
The sooner we can get cheaper energy, the better off we'll be. The economy should start stabilizing, and people, hopefully, we'll have people moving back home if we can get cheap energy here in Cake.
The Alaska Energy Authority and the Southeast Conference are working on that project, which is still in the environmental review stage.